And now is Greenwich School Board Chair Kathleen Stowe. Good morning, Kathleen.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
All right. Glad we could work it out. Have you on this morning.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Great. Tell us about last night's meeting. What first business meeting of the year, right?
It is. You're right. I mean, I feel like we've had a lot of meetings. But yes, this was the first time we had a business meeting, which means it's the first time that it's a pretty long agenda and also that we have public speakers. And we did have many. We also had our new student body presidents, which was great to hear from them and tell us what's happening at the high school and all the great events coming up. And, of course, their theme was that it just felt so good to be back to a normal world there. They have a lot of fun events going on without COVID, and so it was just great to hear from them. We also heard from the head of the GEA, which was relevant because last night we actually did approve a negotiated contract with the GEA, which I could talk about in a moment. And then the head of PTAC. We had 22 speakers in the end, and so a very engaged community, but that was great to hear from everyone. Then we went into, actually, we had added an action item at the last minute on safety and security. I think you heard earlier this week from Alexis Vulgaris that the RTM did pass a safety and security proposal that we came up with the Chief Heavey over the summer. Two of the three aspects passed earlier this week at the RTM, which was increased infrastructure, increased police patrol. But there was a debate around the campus monitors program. And so we discussed that in executive session, actually, with the chief. And so there's no revised plan that I can speak of at this time, but there will be something coming back, and we'll actually likely have a special meeting to discuss that in the next week or so.
Are negotiations with LIUNA taken? Is this part of the negotiations for that part of it?
Well, that was definitely one of the issues that returned us there, yes.
Yep.
So, and so that is ongoing.
Are you optimistic something can be worked out?
I'm optimistic something can be worked out, just on the plan in general.
Right. Okay.
So I'm hopeful, and the chief was, of course, has always been such a great partner on that one. So that was helpful. We did our committee updates, and what was relevant there and at the top of everyone's mind, of course, is the Central Middle School Committee. They meet every Tuesday. That is going well. Also, one of the things that I just needed to do a shout-out on is Old Greenwich Committee was also formed for their ed spec, but we are missing apparently a key role, and that is in a construction. Any individual from the community that has construction experience, they would really appreciate that on that building committee. So please reach out to the selectman's office if you do have that. Then we got into our agenda, summer school executive summary. I would say the big theme from that was we tried something new this year. It was actually Dr. Jones' idea that you had actual tutoring program within summer school, and that apparently had great success. So happy to we're going to continue that. And in fact, there were two time slots from that, and they found the early morning session was very successful with a lot of students. So that is something we hopefully will keep going forward. We then had a preliminary results from a survey. I would say the good news is that it seems that the parent home connection to school has really improved. I'd say it's up to almost 80. It was 10% over the past 3 years. And there were also some really good news on the fact that numbers did not decline with students during COVID. However, we'd like to see those numbers sort of students' happiness and staff happiness also increase. And so those were sort of the results from the survey, which then led us to the next item, which was the strategic plan. This is something we've been talking about for too long. We had extended our prior strategic plan during COVID, but now we have a new strategic plan in front of us. This is the Dr. Jones and the team are working on this with a committee led by Michael Joseph. And it was really great to see it last night. It's something that I think we were frankly all getting a little tired at that point. So we didn't spend as much time as we would like on it. So that's something that will come back before the board and we'll all review over the next few weeks. There was then a special education update. Dr. H continues to do wonderful things. This was, of course, a community at one point that, you know, was not happy. But, of course, we have had a lot of great results. There's some new programs that are working well this year, and we'll continue to keep hearing from Dr. H to make sure that the action plan for special education is going well. Then we had a quick Central Middle School update, which I just talked to you about. Western Middle School soil update. We put this on the agenda every month because this is important. And, of course, many of us are frustrated with the fact that there seems to never be enough movement there. Apparently, we are close with sort of the remedial action plan from the state being approved. There would then be a public hearing on that, but we still don't know when. We're hopeful that would be coming to us in October. Then a basic financial and staffing report. And we spent a little time on rental rates and tuition and fees. This is when we rent out our buildings, you know, what the cost is to community members that do rent it. Apparently, actually, it was a little bit behind, and we were actually actually losing money because it hadn't been updated for contractual rates around, like, custodians and things of that nature. So last night, of course, we quickly approved that to get that right. And then we got into our action items. The most important, there was a budget resolution, which we do every year, but then the most important one being the GEA teacher contract. I have to give a lot of credit here to Joe Kelly, who led this committee and did a fabulous job. Christina Downey and myself were also on the committee. We spent a lot of time with the teachers over the summer, many late nights. And I have to admit, I think in this inflationary environment, we thought it would be tough for us to come to an agreement, but we did come to a negotiated agreement. That passed last night, 5-3. It does have to be approved by the RTM, so we will see where that takes us.
All right. What are some of the terms of the contract?
I mean, I think the key term is that, you know, it's the GWI is 2.5%. They have increased their contribution in healthcare. And I think, as we sort of said last night, it's fine. That's how I think we said. Joe kind of led with it, and Christina Downey and I agreed. It is not, no one walked away excited by the terms. However, that's a compromise, right? Everyone seemed to say this is a fine deal, this is a fair deal. And one of the other things I should say is we talked a lot about the numbers, but there were also some language changes in there that I do think are important for both the teachers and our community. One that I know I particularly appreciated is that we will have now a second conference at the elementary schools, which I know as an elementary school parent, one just never felt enough. And so that was a big deal. And that's a lot of work for the teachers, but I think it means a lot for the students and parents. So that was a nice change as well.
How many years is the contract?
3 years.
3 year contract.
Yep. Okay. Yep. But like I said, it's been now it'll go to the RTM. And so it's to be determined if it'll work, or otherwise we'll have to go to arbitration.
All right. Any speakers last night concerning the letter that was sent about putting the superintendent on leave?
Sure. There were definitely, there were definitely some speakers along those lines. And, you know, as always, we respectfully listen and hear everyone's views. There was also, I would say, a lot of support about how great both she and Dr. Carabella have been. Some wonderful stories there was this one woman that has admittedly been to many board meetings over the years, had much frustration with the special education program and would come and speak at the meetings. And she said Dr. Jones was sort of the first person that really sat down with her and addressed her concerns, and she was there supporting her last night. There were many conversations like that as well, and I have to say we received a lot of emails saying we have a wonderful superintendent that got us through 2 years of COVID, and for that I'm forever thankful. So,
I mean, is there any what's the tone of the board in concerning this kind of thing, and is there any kind of mechanism if they wanted to do that?
She has a contract. It would, but there were no motions or anything like that made by any board members. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Anything else from last night?
No, I think we will continue to have a busy calendar. Like I said, we're going to have to add a meeting probably in the next week, which would be a fast one just on safety and security. But then I think it's very important is that our capital plan needs to move more quickly this year. That's actually something the town has asked for. And so we are moving our schedule up. Usually we do operating and capital. We vote on that, you know, at the end of the year, and we see it for the first time in November. We started to see it last week. We are now going to, we had a retreat on the calendar, and for October, sorry, I don't have it in front of me, I want to say 6th, and we are now making that almost entirely a capital meeting, because we actually have to vote on it then on October 20th. Yeah, so October 6th we're meeting on the Capitol, and then we have to vote on our next business meeting on October 20th. So we are moving quickly, and I really just sort of asked the public if they could come and listen, because we'd love to hear public comment on that and get a lot of emails.
All right, Kathleen, and we have to get you to learn how to say Dr. Heiligenthaler.
Oh, my gosh. I know you embarrass me every time. You have it down.
I hope that's right. I don't know. Dr. H, that's good. Good enough.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Kathleen Stowe, school board chair on last night's meeting.